You gotta love this.
You like that?
Look at this.
A little advertisement right there. Just a little subliminal.
Hello and welcome to the Fishing Guide Podcast. I'm your host, Brad Weekman. And of course, I'm here in Boom Boom's man cave. I don't even know if I need to introduce him because I think everyone knows who it is. But go ahead, Boom Boom. Tell everyone who you are.
Yeah, you know, I'm a guy that loves to fish, loves the outdoors. I fish the Bass Pro Tour, the Major League Fishing. I've fished full-time now for, gosh, I mean, you can tell by the gray on my chin. It's been 17-plus years full-time wow. now. So
that's a long time.
It is. It's a dream come true for me. And I love every minute of it, like, from the day I started.
And, you know, we're going to jump right into this because there's so many questions that I have for them. And one question I get a lot when I'm out shooting photos and stuff, kids want to know how they can become a professional angler. And you just mentioned that you've been in this sport for 17 years. Talk about the beginning, how did it begin for you?
You know, I mean, from the beginning, it was a wall. I mean, it was an absolute wall trying to bust through. There's a lot more avenues today than there was when I started. You know, I grew up in California. Back when I wanted to fish, counselors at school said, that's not even a career. So, you know, you're going against everything that everybody tells you to chase your dream. And the one thing I advise is don't ever give up. You're going to be faced with obstacles. You're going to be faced with negativity. You're going to be faced with what looks like slim opportunities. But anytime something comes along, don't ever say no. Go forward. Say yes and work hard. Work absolutely hard and work harder than the next guy.
Yeah, that's what it takes, doesn't it, to succeed?
It does. Absolutely. And that's probably true with anything.
Right.
It's just my dream and passion was catching bass and wanting to make it something I did every single day, if
right.
possible.
And so you've been in it for 17 years. You said you lived in California. How did you come to God's country here in Arkansas?
Well, you know, I'll be honest with you. I probably found God a little late in life. You know, I was about 27 years old. And, you know, I was fishing the Bassmaster Elite Series. We were at Grand Lake in Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. And I was rooming with Byron Velvick, Ike and Ellie, and Ish. And Byron's lady, Mary Delgado, at the time, the bachelor, right. You know, you're familiar with all uh-huh. that. Well, anyway, we were out there and I actually lost a 3-pounder. This is the craziest thing. Cause I lost a 3-pound bass that cost me the top 50 cut. And if you make top 50, you know, you're getting a paycheck.
Yeah.
I'm living off my peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. You know, this is 2006, the first year of the Bassmaster Elite Series ever. And we were faced with the largest entry fees of bass fishing history with $55,000 to compete.
Wow.
So I made the cut. I'm super bummed. I get invited to a company picnic. At the time, you know, I'm obviously with Garmin, but at the time it was Lowrance Electronics, uh-huh. which is right out of Tulsa. And when I went to that company picnic, I met Julie at the ice cream. An ice cream truck came by. We were actually going to Fort Gibson, and I had to do a little speech on behalf of them because I had a couple little 5-inch units on my boat at the time,
right.
Which we've gone a long way since then. But, you know, I met her there. I gave her my little Bassmaster qualifier business card, and nice. She called me back about a week later. And it really was a rod and reel romance. I mean, there was, if I could say anything about it, was when I met her dad, who was an engineer at Lowrance at the time.
Uh-huh.
He also worked for Zebco. Wow. Well, my first rod and reel as a kid from my grandfather was a Zebco 33 Classic. Well, when I went and met Julie's dad, on the wall, there was a patent of the 33 Classic.
Right.
And that just, it was destiny. I mean, you can't script it any better than that. So we moved to Tulsa. I spent most of my days off laying on their couch at her parents' house, you know, just trying to figure out my next move. But we had a really good career going back then. And I think within 12 months, I had 3 second places. And then I won a major in 2007, literally a week before our first child was born.
Wow.
And, you know, really, we've just fished ever since. And moved to Tulsa area. We moved to Bixby, lived there for 9 years. And then we came here to Arkansas about 4 years ago. And we bought some land, and we are building, and we're still building on it. So it's awesome. And it's nice to be able to, you know, our kids are, Jackson's now 13.
Uh-huh.
And, he can go out and, you know, hunt squirrels, go fish our pond. You know, for the kids to be able to enjoy the outdoors the way I always dreamed of growing up in California, but right. didn't really have, to me, that's an accomplishment itself, even though, you know, it's a lifestyle here. You know, it's, to me, it's freedom. I mean, I can't ask for anything better than the situation we live in right now.
Right. So, a lot of high school teams
yep.
and college teams now, they didn't exist when you were coming up.
No,
right?
when that, and that's what I was, yeah, I was trying to say. I had to literally enter tournaments, take my winnings, put them back into winnings, you know, into entries and go through a really risky business of trying to gamble everything you got to right. make it. And I was fortunate enough to win enough money and qualify in points to qualify myself to the pro tours at the time. Now we've got youth programs right here. We got the Arkansas Youth Bass Hogs, which my son fishes today.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, from there they can fish bigger tournaments that are sanctioned. And then also you've got high school teams. You've got, you know, college teams. You've right. got weekend tournaments. You've got BFLs. And the neat thing about what I do now is I fish the Major League, you know, Bass Pro Tour, but Major League uh-huh. Fishing, that shield goes all the way down to high school now. It's basically a platform to get to the top. That did not exist when I started. So if a young man wants to get into fishing or woman, you know, start with your school and just move your way up the ladder. And if and the thing about it is, and I always say this, fishing has no prejudice. It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter who you are. If you love to fish, there's an opportunity for you. And if you're already graduated from school and that, you know, you're over that high school college platform, you could still jump in the BFLs and qualify to the All-American, qualify to the, you know, the Toyota Series, and then qualify from there to the Big Five, and then qualify to the Bass Pro Tour. So, I mean, it, at any age, at any level, you can get in the sport and make it to where I'm at.
Yeah, amazing. So it takes a while, and then once you're established, once you have the skill set and maybe a little luck. We'll put a little luck
there. There's
in there,
definitely there's a little luck involved. I don't care what anybody says.
A little luck, a little timing.
Yeah.
You know, like the tournaments aren't a thing. Then all of a sudden, you start talking about having sponsors.
Yeah.
And who was your first sponsor? The very first person who gave you money. Not someone who gave you product.
Right,
someone
right.
who gave
so
you.
That, and that, I actually worked for... and I was a sales rep in California as I was chasing my dream.
Right.
So if you took away the sales stuff and made it a sponsorship towards fishing,
right.
I actually went to work for Akuma Rods and Reels at the time out of Ontario, California. I lived in Huntington Beach. So it was about right. a 2-hour drive. It was only 51 miles, but 2 hours back and forth to work every day. Well, they gave me the time off to fish
right.
the EverStart series, which is now the Toyota series today.
Yep.
The first year they ever went out west, and I qualified to the FLW tour through those. And when I got that little pamphlet in there and saw the prize money that could be won, not thinking sponsorship dollars or anything like that, just what is on the table per tournament, I was mind blown. I mean, you're talking 50th place, $10,000. At the time, that was unheard of. So right. I went to my boss there and said, I'm chasing my dream. And they sponsored me for the first year. I think they gave me like $8,000 or something.
Right. That's a lot of money.
Hey,
back
I'm
going
to tell you what, I was stoked. So I went and did it. And, you know, I just never looked back. I mean, I think I was 24 or 25 at the time.
So who's your title sponsor right now?
Well,
year?
You know, it's unique. I don't really say I have a title. It, you know, I've been with Iron Cross Automotive for many uh-huh. years. So if I was going to tell anyone I had a title, it's Iron Cross.
Okay.
Troy Bundy at Iron Cross.
What do they make?
They make off-road accessories, mostly. Okay. Bumpers and steps.
So is your truck kind of jacked up a little
yeah,
bit?
Yeah, my truck's jacked up. It's parked right here in the shop.
Is your truck like the best looking truck?
it's pretty sweet. As a matter of fact, it's hard for me to think about getting a new truck knowing I have this baby. So, but yeah, no, yeah, Iron Cross is, you know, when you make a relationship with a sponsor, you want to make a relationship with them, and for them, They're good friends of mine. I mean, we've right. become really good friends, and we communicate a lot, and communication is a lot with any of your sponsors. So I like to say that I have, with all my sponsors, really good communications, and
right.
not only are we a partner for business, but we're also friends. And when you can have that relationship, you got them for the long haul. And You know, I feel like, you know, I'm very blessed with the deals I've got and the sponsors I've got and the friends I've got through the sport of fishing.
There you go. Tell us about your batteries, because I happen to know that you got some batteries that are bad, bad, very bad. I wanted to say the word, but that's the, they might bleep it right out
I'll
of our
say it,
show.
They're badass.
Way to go. I'm not afraid. Way to get us killed on the, what turn, what
you
was it, G-rated show.
I don't know. If, you know, I've questioned that if it's really a bad word or not these days. I mean, but anyway, no, the Miller Tech batteries are amazing. M-Tech, you know, the thing about it is, we're out on the water, and we have to rely on our electronics. We have to rely on our trolling motor, and we have to have power to start our motor at the end of the day. And if you don't have that, the confidence that you're going to be able to use all this stuff and get back to weigh in or get back, you know, to finish your day out, you can't really compete. And the biggest thing too is we travel so much, we don't know where we're going to show up, what kind of electrical hookups we have. I want a battery that charges really fast.
Right.
And lithium batteries with Miller Tech, I mean, they're lightweight for one. You're going to get better performance out of your boat. But the other thing is when you run your electronics constantly, you're going to wear them down, but you want to be able to charge them back up fast. And these batteries charge. I mean, I'll go to dinner, I'll come back, and they're fully charged. And there's, you know, that aspect to it is amazing. Right. I've never run my batteries all the way down.
In general, on a day of fishing, what do, like, your lithiums go down to? The trolling ones.
I've never, I don't even think I've ever got them below 50, to be honest with you, with these. Now, I'm using the 100 amp hour.
100 amps.
Yeah. On them, and I'm running 312 volt, to make 36 volts.
Which is, that's pretty much a bank. That's like, you have a Phoenix boat, but that's pretty much what most people are running on a fiberglass boat.
Right. It fits perfect. I mean, like I said, you're cutting down on the weight. I think they're like 20 pounds a piece, if that. I mean, I don't know. They're light. I feel like when my 8-year-old can grab two of them at a time and put them up on the boat. I mean,
those big, the big 100 amp ones actually weigh 34 pounds.
Are they
so
really?
Your son is.
Well, he's a strong kid, but I'm going to tell you. Yeah. The 34 pounds versus 90 pounds of battery. Yes. I mean, that's a huge difference.
Like taking someone out of your boat.
Yeah, exactly. Imagine how much speed you can get and how much quicker you get up on pad. I mean, there's just so many pluses to it. How much higher you float, how much, you know, shallower you can get into backwaters. There's a lot of pluses into having these lithium batteries and lighter weight.
Tell us now. So that's a sponsor. So tell us, you are in a unique position. Because a lot of guys dream their whole life to have products, fishing products named after themselves. And so, and we know for years there's been some guys that had, you know, products named after them. We happen to be sitting in the Boom Boom factory almost. That's what it seems like Boom Boom this, Boom Boom that. He's like, hey, let's go fishing. I got some Boom Boom jigs that we can put on these, you know, I'm surprised they don't say Boom Boom trailers. Well, we got to put them on these Boom Boom rods. And then, you know, the only thing missing, his boat's not wrapped, which is what the camera's sitting on. It would say Boom Boom.
Oh, yeah. We've run the Boom Boom logo right in the middle. You know, I got lucky on that, really. I mean, it's one thing to have a signature product, but then to have a brand that you can still relate to. You know, I started getting called Boom Boom when I started winning, you know, with the Bassmasters.
Yeah, well, what's the history behind that? No, maybe first do your signature and then come back to Boom Boom.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, we have right now, we have, I partnered with Gary Dobbins. So we have the Boom Boom, Gary Dobbins signature rods in the Champion Series, which are now sold at Academy. And that's a pretty cool deal. I've got a Frog. You know, I cut my teeth fishing the California Delta and throwing frogs. So I took every aspect of every frog I've ever fished and put them all together into what I call the best frog out there. And it's my Boom Boom Frog. I've got a swim jig, which I did years and years ago. And we just brought it back to life with better hooks, better quality, better skirts and everything else. And it's the Boom Boom. We call it the OG gangster here's why, because we went into 2020 and it was such a rough year on everybody. It was a gangster year. So we brought it back in 2020, even though we got it late in the year. That's kind of where it came. It's kind of comical because it's got me dressed up as a 20 gangster.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway, so
gangster land. Yeah. That's
so,
where we are.
So back in the 20s was when the gangsters were thriving. We just kind of brought it back. So it's kind of a funny parallel there. But so I've got the swim jig. And then we've got boomboomfishing.com, which is our website where we sell all the stuff. We've got the Boom Boom swim baits. You know, that's the other technique that's carried me a lot in the tour. And as a matter of fact, with the Bass Pro Tour, my line through series, a 4-inch, we went to Table Rock twice the first year we had it, and I excelled in both those events throwing that bait.
That's because the other guys didn't have it yet.
They didn't have it.
They're sitting there buying your stuff.
What's funny is, we did a little video, Five Reasons Why with Major League Fishing, and they were playing that kind of as a commercial, and then they went to me on live, and I was catching fish on it. So I was like, oh, that is cool. I didn't even know that all that went down till the end of the day when the camera guys told me how cool that was. So
You know what about that thing? How many people come up to your boat, like other pros, and you're like, hey, you got some boom boom lures for me? And
it's crazy. I'll go up
Why would you give them your lures?
Well,
they're going to whoop on you.
If you think about it, ideally you want them to whoop up on me because you can win X amount of dollars in that tournament, or you can win years of income, mailbox money on sales and endorsements through that bait. So I would love for everybody to throw them and beat me with them. I don't care. Beat me to a pulp. I don't care. I've got the crazy confidence in it, so it's going to be hard to do that. But, I'd love for that to happen.
How'd you get your name now?
Boom Boom came. There's a boxer back in the day, Boom Boom Mancini. And it was Boom Boom Out Goes the Lights, kind of was his theme. Well, the Mark Jeffries in the Bass Zone and Harold Allen, the legend, from Bassmasters, and Texas. Used to work with them, Texas. And still good friends with them today. But they kind of bet on me on this. If you look up on the wall, I've got this Bassmaster American Major trophy and the weigh-in sign back up there. It was an event that you had to qualify over 2 years to get into, and top 50 of the anglers got into it. Well, the first one I went in, they picked me to win it. Now, I was having a great year. I think I was seventh in Angler of the Year at the time. I had a pretty good roll going, and I won the tournament. I mean, so when I won it, it was boom, boom. And then I won another elite the next year throwing a frog. Boom, boom stuck. And I can't thank them, more. And then, obviously I came out with the logo, and we trademarked everything in the fishing industry. So, yeah, it's a great gig. And then I'm hoping that my kids can take it, Jackson's already going by Boom Boom Junior, and he's, in his youth league, him and his partner, Jaden Spencer, they've won 7 tournaments in the last 2 years. And I'm thinking to myself, dang, at one point they won 4 in a row. I'm like,
you don't want to fish against them, huh?
I'm like, do you realize how hard that is, guys? Like, to win X amount of tournaments, then win that many in a row, I mean, that's pretty cool. So, and they're fishing against some really good anglers in that youth. I mean, Jackson got in at 11 years old. He's 13 now, and they're fishing against 18-year-olds that are pretty salty.
This Arkansas River, they just grow fish.
Well, I'll tell you, one of the reasons we moved here is I don't think there's a more challenging place to fish day in and day out than the Arkansas River, and Lake Darnell especially. It gets a lot of fishing pressure. And there's a lot of variables, a lot of, rain can muddy things up. You've got locks and dams. You've got a lot of things that can change day to day. And if you can adjust and you can adapt and catch fish day to day here, you can catch them anywhere.
There you go. Yeah, I'd say so. This can be a tough place. Boy, you can catch some big ones.
Yeah, you can. I mean, they caught a 762, Jaden did, last year, which was, big fish the entire season for them. I caught 1 8-pounder out of here. I've caught a few sevens, but I know I hooked one in an elite tournament years ago. I think it was 2014 on a frog that I saw its head and eyeball come out. And I know it was 8 or 9 pounds, and and it ended up coming off. It got me wrapped up in some lily pads, but I still think about that fish. Keeps me going back to that same area, but.
Pretty amazing. Yeah. That takes us over to Tackle Time. Tackle Time, of course, is sponsored by Pico Lures. And this time, Pico Lures, we're just going to visit about the Brad Head, which is a jig head that actually is made after me. I'm not going to take my hat off, but it looks like someone who's bald, which is me. And it has a little wire keeper, and it's a little finesse head. So you can either rig up like a half a Cinco or like a cream stick bait or something that's real small and kind of make it a little Ned rig. But because it has a Brad head, it's just a smaller head, and it connects a little better. And because of it's a wire keeper, it holds it on there. So make sure you check that lure out when you go to picolures.com. Okay.
Sweet. Where can we
find? Yeah, where can we find out more about you? You got some social media pages?
Yeah, so you know, I do a lot on Instagram, Facebook. It's just Fred Rombanis. That's Rombanis. Okay. Or you can go to boomboomfishing.com where you can purchase my rods and baits and so forth. And we do apparel and shirts and, you know, so forth. But it's just look for my name.
There you go. There you have it. Hey, we appreciate you watching. And make sure you connect, subscribe. You can go to our YouTube channel and watch the video there of it, or you can listen to it on any major podcast station. So check it out, the Fishing Guide Podcast. Fred, appreciate you being here.
Brad, thank you so much.
Boom, boom, right there.
Nice copy.